Well, good Friday morning, friends, TGIF, or thank God it's Friday. Good morning. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. So glad you tuned in this morning on our podcast show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All right, well, we've got a great show lined up today, but before we do tell you all about everything that's going on, what do you say? It's Friday, and let's kick this off, James Brown. That's right, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio. Also, you can reach me, or you can follow me not only on iHeartRadio, we have TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, the list just goes on and on. You can always like me on my Facebook page. Got a lot of new followers, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and I thank you guys so much. Tell your friends about us. Again, we are going through the 22 chapters of the book of Revelations. Great times. Now, I also want to give you my ministry line. I have a toll-free 1-800 number. We've been having trouble with our ministry line phone number. Now, friends, if you're having trouble getting through, you can always email me. Here's my ministry line phone number. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Bear with me today. Yet again, I'm battling with the allergies here at beautiful Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We are under a heat advisory from today through the next few days. That does affect my throat. So if you hear me sip on water from time to time, you kind of know what's going on with me. But I'm okay other than that. Just this heat just really gets to, you know, your throat when you're trying to talk and everything. And it's just a fact of Lucifer trying to not have it to where I can study with you all on the book of Revelations. Today, here's what's going to happen. All right, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Oh, I have an email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Put your prayer request in anytime as well. And also on that 1-800 number, again, 1-800-978-9735, call or text. Okay, today's show, here's what's going to happen. Great Christian music as always. Got a Bible devotion here in a bit. It's called Diamonds in the Dark. Okay, you're going to like that. And studying Book of Revelation, Chapter 1. We're going to start into that. Talk some on that. Let's see, what else? No characters today, although I will have a Mark Lowry comedy. That's right. Mark Lowry comedy coming up immediately after the Bible devotion. As that James Brown song said, as he was singing it, are you feeling good? Are you feeling really, really good? Maybe not in the excessive heat, right? Well, we're going to make it better for you. Let's get those jumping jacks going on a Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, if you're doing push-ups, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, you can do it. Let me give you a cheer for that. Come on, you can do it. How about some hand clapping? There we go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you some morning crow this morning. All right, that's enough of the birdie birds. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get that coffee. Get yourself mobile. It's Friday, okay? All right, well, let's talk about our Bible devotion coming right up. Let's roll. Okay, Friday's Bible devotion today is entitled Diamonds in the Dark. Now, friends, if you go to the book of Psalms, Scripture reminds us in Psalms chapter 112 and verse 1, blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. You know, when Christians should stand out like sparkling diamonds against a dark velvet background, we should be more wholesome than anything else. We should be poised, cultured, courteous, generous. We're missing that in today's world, aren't we, friends? But firm in the things we do and do not do. We should laugh and be radiant, but we should refuse to allow the unbelieving world to pull us down to its level. You see, Christ meant for his followers to be different. And if we truly following him, we will be. But merely being different is just not enough. We are to be the cleanest, the most holiest, the kindest, the most unselfish, the friendliest, the most courteous, the most thoughtful, the most truthfulest, most loving people on earth. We need that back again, don't we? The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. Dr. Albert Schweitzer said, he was a great missionary doctor and a statesman, once said, to be glad instruments of God's love in this imperfect world, which it is the service to which man is called. I wanted to share that with you. Now, listen, before we kick off on our Mark Lowry comedy, we're living in an imperfect world. Just remember that. But remember one thing, that you are a child of the Almighty God and he loves you. And make your light shine like I've talked about before, like the lighthouse, okay? Sound good? Good deal. Stand by, a Mark Lowry comedy coming right up.
Getting old is on its way. Oh, and before I get carried away, let me tell you, this is Lord's Song right here. I want y'all to meet Lord's Song. What do you mean to stick in the eye? This is Kim and Michael Lord. That's the name. Lord's Song, they own the group. You thought they were spiritual. No, it's their last name. Lord's Song. And this is Amber Maxine Franks Baltziegler. She got married January 1st. Now she's a Baltziegler. She's on her honeymoon right now. Spending it with y'all. Baltziegler. You know she's got to love that man to take that name. Baltziegler's song didn't have a ring to it, so they went with Lord's Song. And over here is Stan Whitmire. Mr. Stan Whitmire. This is my 25th year, my 25th anniversary of doing whatever it is I do. 1980, thank you. I graduated from college and started traveling and singing little churches, little independent Baptist churches, because that's all that knew I was on the planet. And I remember I used to set my sound system up on the Lord's Supper table and I had a reverb switch right there, you know, so I could run it myself. Because I got tired of waiting on the little old man at the back of church to run the track, so I'd run it myself. And I had a foot switch that turned the reverb on and off, so I could, when I sang, I sounded a lot better than I really do. Gives you that Johnny Mathis reverb. Chances of the highest end. Then Bill Gaither found me in 1988 and let me join his group, and I have watched myself age on video. Do you know how traumatic that is? You look at those old videos and you're young and I've turned gray-headed. I got bags under my eyes. That's the reason I'm coming to Hollywood. I'm going to find me a plastic surgeon. Because everybody out here has got them one. I've never seen so many sock monkeys in my life. Well, you know, and I think you ought to do it. Why not? I got bags under my eyes now. I can't even see people when I smile. Where'd you go? Oh, there you are. It's 46. I'm 46. You know, 100 years ago, people my age were dead. People didn't have the luxury of growing old 100 years ago. You made it to about 40, 50 years of age. You had 14, 15, 16 kids because you had no TV. and half of them would live, maybe, and they'd make it to 40, then they'd drop dead. And now we got medicine that makes us live to 90 and 100. I mean, old. And people my age are having babies now. You got to stop that. Good night. If the parental population keeps aging, one day we're going to go to Little League and there ain't going to be nothing but handicapped parking.
Wasn't that funny, friends? That is a Mark Lowry comedy. I do play that from time to time when I don't have the characters that are at the studio. Again, I do apologize. My voice has been kind of cutting in and out. We've been under heat advisory here in Fort Worth, Texas. But before I play this next song, I got two Christian songs we're going to play before we work on the book of learning the book of Revelations, chapter 1. Have you forgave anybody? Has someone wronged you and then you're thinking, I don't know if I could forgive that person or not? Well, Matthew West reminds us on this particular song, forgiveness, we need to forgive as Jesus would want us to. Good morning on a Friday on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. On the Midnight Cry, When Jesus Comes Again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, friends, we're going to talk a little bit more on the book of Revelation. So I'm going to try to go through some of it. I don't know if I'm going to get through all of chapter one. Like I said, we're doing bit by bit, plus I'm adding in Bible prophecy, okay? So again, I hate to tell you guys, if you hear me cut in and out with my voice, bear with me. The next segment should be a lot better. We're really under this heavy heat advisory this weekend, so maybe next week I'll have this voice all back intact. Okay, so now we're gonna talk about the greetings and the doxology, okay? John says in the book of Revelations 1:4, John says to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace be with you from whom he who was and whom is to come. and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, in the earth, I should say. To him, who loves us, excuse me, and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be the kingdom and the priest to serve his God and Father, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and even those who have pierced him, and all peoples on the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, if you go down, after you get down to 8, after we talked about the Alpha, the Omega, which is the beginning, God's reminding us, I am the Alpha, the beginning, and I am the end, when this all comes to end. John talks about the vision of Christ. Well, I'm going to read some of this to you. If you go down to Revelation chapter 1, verses 9, we're going to go probably down from 9 to 19. I'm going to do a little bit of reading there. It says, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and the kingdom and patience, endurance, that are ours in Jesus, was the island of Patmos, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I have heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on the scroll which you see, and send it to the seven churches. Okay, so he sent that. Let me just stop there. He sent that to the seven churches. You know, my daughter loves trumpet. She plays a trumpet, in fact. She plays a beautiful trumpet. She has a silver one now. She reminded me, she said, Dad, I got the state-of-the-art trumpet. I said, that's good. Man, y'all are going to have to excuse me. I'm going to try to get through some of this. May not be a long podcast day, and I apologize again. Now, some of these words that I'm going to pronounce to you with my voice being kind of crackly, and y'all pray for me for my throat, because this is just, my throat was fine until I started doing this this morning at the podcast studio. It's just an act of Satan saying, all right, we're going to disrupt CA's throat. So y'all pray for me today, okay? We're going to get through this Revelations. Bouncing back, John's giving a vision of Christ. And he's talking about, I, John, your brother and companion, the suffering and the kingdom, the patience, endurance, that are ours in Jesus. You see, Jesus paid the price for, like I said, for me and for you. He is the only way to get to heaven. He shed his blood on the cross for us. So what John is explaining on this island is because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus on the Lord's day. He says, I was in the Spirit and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Now let's switch over to Bible prophecy. Just like the midnight cry. What did I say yesterday or day before yesterday? When Christ comes back, he's coming from the east. Look to the east. The clouds will part. He will come down like a roaring lion. He will come down. The trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then the believers second. Okay, we're going to freeze on Bible prophecy for a minute. We're going to go back again to Scripture. So he's reminding them, which had said that write on the scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, which I'm going to try to pronounce. It's been a while since I've read a lot of book on the Revelations. I know it really well, but you ought to forgive me on some of these words. We got Ephesus to the seven churches as one, Sarirn, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Latinia. And if you have a hard time understanding those and you're seeing them on scripture, you can always go to the dictionary or ask Google or ask Siri, see if she'll be able to pronounce it for you. He also says on scripture, I turn around to see the voice that it was speaking to me. And when I turned, I see these seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. Wow. And his eyes were like a blazing fire, his feet like a bronze glowing in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth with a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in its brilliance. Going on to chapter 17, John says, when I saw him, I fell to my feet as though I was dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I got to throw the amen. Amen. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Going on to chapter 1, verse 19. Right before what you have seen and what is now and what will take place later, the mystery of the seven stars saw in my head, my right hand, I should say. And of those seven golden light stands, lampstands, is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Wow. I'll stop there on my reading. We got a lot to read, guys. Let's get a little breakdown on John's vision of Christ. When he wrote this on the scroll, and he sent it to the seven churches that I told you guys about, John speaks how he turned around to see the voice that was speaking to him. And as he turned, he saw seven, imagine in your mind, seven golden lampstands. You thought your lampstand was pretty, as my grandfather would say. How about God's lampstand? And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man. And he gives a description. And I want you guys to just visual. Dressed in a robe. And I got to read this again because it's so, the Holy Spirit is overwhelming Faith Studio One. I wish I could say someone give me an amen. Let's read this. If you want to read along, you can. And among the lampstand was someone like the son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, with golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool. Now granted, let me stop there. I have gray hair, but I dye my hair. One guy told me, nicknamed me Moses. Now y'all don't be doing that. But continuing on, he said it's as white as snow. And his eyes were like a blazing fire. In fact, his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. Wow. So at night you look at stars. But Jesus was holding seven stars. Amazing. You just think of this, you read it, and you're like, wow. And coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. But his face was like the sun, shining in all of its brilliance. He says, as he saw him, I fell at his feet as though he was dead. As though not Jesus was dead, but as though dead, like he, John said, like he was dead. But then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead and now, look, I'm alive forever and forever. And I hold the keys to death and Hades. Now let me stop there. I just want to kind of switch gears for a second. If you ever lost your loved ones, I know you guys have in your time. I reflect back, the latest one was about a year and a half ago with my aunt. She was 60 years old. She loved Jesus with all of her heart. No doubt she's a Christian. I was there watching her take her last breath near the end. When I walked in that room to say my goodbye and say I would see you on the other side, literally I could just, overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit, it's like I just imagined the angels getting ready to send her up to the presence of the Lord. Now let's switch gears for a second. Whether we go into the Bible prophecy of Christ coming back while we're living now, which could happen, or we go before the prophecy happens, in a blink of an eye, when you're gone here, if you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're up there. Praise the Lord, my voice is coming back. How about that? Thank you for your prayers, guys. Somewhat it is. In a blink of an eye. Imagine that. And you're going to live forever and forever. You know what? There ain't going to be no sun, because we got the Son of God. No sun. And as we talk about Bible prophecy, I'll be telling you a bunch of things. But here's another thing I want you to take in mind. As the world, like yesterday, I was hearing about peace with the Palestinians and Israel. Well, that's good, but that peace talks are going to break. I'm telling you, the Bible tells us. We are knocking so hard at heaven. We're almost there. You know what's going to happen on the peace talks, right? It's going to break off. Oh, no, it isn't, CA. Oh, yeah. They may have a little bit of peace, and then they'll break off. They want that land. The Palestinians want that land, and Israel, it's Israel. You know, God ain't going to let Palestine have that. He just isn't. He just isn't. Golden Heights, what I'm talking about. Where the Battle of Armageddon is going to take place. When the clouds part in the eastern sky, he comes back. Me, you, everybody that has accepted Christ as personal Savior. When we battle, battle's going to be over there. And we're going to talk about that later on in Scripture, in the book of Revelation. Talks about it. I'm telling you. You've got to be God ready. I can't stress enough. We get so caught up in this crazy world. Yes, let's live it. Well, see, hey, what are you talking about? I'm talking about wake up. Take a moment for Him. Take a moment for Christ. Wake up. Smell the roses. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Tell them about the podcast show on iHeartRadio. Have them follow me, because we're going to be doing several altar calls. Listen, we're here to help. We're here to learn together. Like I said the other day, Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists, he's, you know what he once said? He said, you know what? I don't profess myself to be the greatest evangelist. I don't know every single thing about the Bible. I don't profess to be the greatest preacher in the world. You know, you get some of them, and I just want to say this briefly, that put on the suit back in the day, or some do, and they think that they're the God Almighty. That's another thing with the Bible prophecy. There's a lot of falsified prophets out there. You got to be careful. Look, if you're not searching for Bible-believing, Bible-teaching ministers, true ones, then you need to get out of your church or so-called cult church, because there are a lot of them out there. In Texas, they're around every corner. I'm not saying that there's all of them are bad, but think about it. I've been in some. I know. I've seen been in some that they slap the makeup on, lights, camera, action. That ain't church. That isn't. And during the COVID-19 times, a lot of us are watching them online. Be careful. Some of them, all they want is just your money. Now, you do need to give to the one, to your church. Or if you're looking for a church and you feel in the spirit that God's telling you to give that particular church, yes, I would never tell you not to. But please be careful. There's a lot of falsified prophets out there. And as we get closer and closer, you'll learn that. I'm telling you, I've seen it, and you've seen it too as well, friends. And you're going to know it. Well, what does that mean, CA? Does that mean I'll never go to church? No, go to church when these... Some churches are open up. No, God wants you to go, you know, fellowship. Fellowship with your mask, social distance, however they're going to do it. One day they will have a vaccine. But no, you know, God wants the best for you. I'm telling you. And I'm going to keep reminding you guys. When you're down, when you're discouraged, cling to the cross. He cares about you and he wants the very, very best for you. Remember that. Now, with my throat being the way it is, I'm sorry, guys. I've kind of bounced a little bit. We're going to indulge more into the book of Revelations. We still may continue on through 1. But I want to give you some footnotes that I want you, and I'm just going to give these to you real quick. I want you to kind of read on during your readings as we jump back on it. And I'll jump back on Revelations again here in a couple of days, probably on Monday. I want you to tune in for Sunday morning praise too. I want to put that in on Sunday. So again, Monday we'll jump back into it. But I want you to footnote on this. Make note, Revelation 1:4, that is the sevenfold spirit. I want you to read that during your reading time. Also, on Revelations 1:7, I want you to go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Also in Revelations 1:7, I want you to go to cross-reference Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. On messengers, I want you to go Revelation 1, chapter 1, verse 20. Now, a couple of cross-references. There's several of them that I made note of, but just a few important ones. Revelation 1:1, I want you to cross-reference that with John chapter 12, verse 49, and John chapter 17, verse 8. Also on Revelation 1:1, we cross-reference that to Revelations 22 and verse 16. Now we're going to be kind of bouncing back and forth. I'll have more cross-references later on. These are just a few to kind of help you a little bit on that chapter 1 version. But, I mean, just reading it and rereading it, I'm just in awe. See, every knee is going to bow to him. Everyone is going to bow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you do. Well, that is going to pretty much wrap that up today, but I want to say a prayer, get ready to close out. Hope that helped a little bit today. Let's give him the praise, and let's just go out and have a good, really good Friday. Didn't get a chance to play the coffee song. I'll do that next week. Kind of off key a little bit today. But let's close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. And God, as we continue to learn more and more about the book of Revelations, as we join together as the iHeartRadio family, we thank you for touching hearts. I thank you for even touching my heart here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. I thank you, even when Satan was trying to get me on my throat, I just pray for complete healing for me as I continue to teach my friends out there, and we learn together on the book of Revelations. Father, we also pray for the continual vaccine for COVID-19. We love you. May we have a great Friday. Be with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, that's going to close it out on a Friday. Again, if I can help you, ministry line phone number 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text me anytime. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Go out and make it a great, and I'm talking a great Friday. Stay hydrated. Take care of yourself. Drink plenty of liquid, plenty of water. And also, please, 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 remember, when you're down and out, Christ has you. Go out and witness to others too as well, okay? All right. Talk to y'all on Sunday for Sunday morning praise. Bye for now.